Hello, it's Michael Morris, here in the sixth week of Lent leading to Palm Sunday. I've chosen to keep my thoughts on what abundance means for Christians until towards the end of Lent. It makes sense at one level, because Lent is not about abundance, but rather about self-denial. At another level, it seems not to make sense to talk of abundance as we begin the most holy of weeks, when Jesus was stripped of anything resembling abundance. He lost his momentum, his mission, his friends, and even his closeness to God the Father. Or did he? When I used to teach about the life of Jesus, I began by doing it the traditional way. The story of his birth, then fast forward about 30 years to his baptism and temptation, some miracles and parables, then Palm Sunday, cleansing the temple, Last Supper, trial, crucifixion, and resurrection. But then it was pointed out to me that none of those events were significant had it not been for the resurrection. Without that, here was the story of just another religious leader, a failed one in fact, who died as a criminal only 3 years into his ministry. But as Christians, we know that he was much more than this. Seen with the hindsight of that first Easter day, Jesus was indeed the Son of God, who took the worst that the world could and did do to him, and transformed it in line with God's purpose. I used to be a keen photographer, and after over 20 years without a camera, somebody very lovely got one for my birthday, and I'm absolutely thrilled. Where I'd relied on the camera in my phone, I can now see the difference when I take photos of loved ones, a bit like St. Paul when he spoke of the difference between seeing through a glass darkly and seeing face to face. That's the difference that having an Easter faith makes, both to the story of Jesus' life and to our lives today. If we see everything that Jesus was and did through the lens of Easter Day, our understanding of every element of his life and death becomes transformed. We come to understand his baptism as the place where God placed his seal of approval on Jesus, his temptations as the time Jesus struggled to understand what this meant in practice, his miracles as a sign of God's power at work, transforming the perspective of people who did not yet have that Easter lens to look at, and his crucifixion as the place of victory, not defeat. That's what abundance is for us as Christians. It's about seeing things through that Easter lens, which puts material things in perspective and gives assurance that whatever happens, God can transform it into something different and better that aligns with his purpose. The word we often use for this is redemption. It's an odd word that we don't use very often. My mother used to talk about redeeming her Green Shield stamps, exchanging an otherwise useless book of stamps for a vast array of useful things that she needed. And she was particularly delighted because she thought she got these things for nothing. She didn't, of course. She'd had to invest her money in buying things to get the stamps, her time to stick them into the book, and her efforts to get to the shop and redeem them. And that's what redemption requires of us as Christians. God's gifts are freely given, but we are called to invest our time in doing God's will on earth as in heaven, our efforts in helping build God's kingdom, and our money and talents in continuing Christ's work. Last weekend, I preached at a wedding and emphasized that it is in giving to the other that each is nourished and grows and blossoms. So too in our relationship with God. It is, in the words of St. Francis, in giving that we receive. And that's what abundant life is all about. May God bless you as we prepare to remember and celebrate the events of that most holy week, where God took upon himself the unjust suffering meted upon him by a cruel world, and offered the possibility of redemption to all who would put their faith in him.
God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see his face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. And leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh,